بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إلى آخر السورة صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, from all the surahs in the Quran Majid, Suratul Fatiha has been given a unique position. It is not only referred to as Ummul Quran, best of the entire Quran, but it is also a surah without which a person cannot perform a single salah. It is a surah without which a person cannot perform a single salah. In fact, mention is made in the books of jurisprudence that if a person omits Suratul Fatiha, his salah is invalid. And approximately in the 5 daily salahs, just taking into consideration the fard and the sunnah mu'akkada which we have to read and the wajib, a person approximately recites Suratul Fatiha 32 times a day. So if he recites Suratul Fatiha 32 times a day, in the course of 60, 70 years, how many times he must have read that surah? And think and ponder to yourself, did I take out the time to understand the meaning of the surah? I've been reciting it for 70, 80 years of my life. Do I know why Allah had chosen this specific surah to be extremely important, that Allah had ordered me and instructed me to recite it daily in my salah? So allow me, inshallah, in the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks, to expound on why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose the surah. And we also coming into the month of Ramadan, where we will be reciting it much more inshallah. So it will give us an understanding of what I am reciting in Suratul Fatiha. There are many virtues that appear in the ahadith with regard to Suratul Fatiha. For the sake of brevity, we'll just mention 2. The first is mentioned by Sa'id ibn Mu'alla radiyallahu anhu, who says that I was performing Nafil Salah in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me. Because I was engaged in Salah, I did not respond to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After completing my Salah, I went to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explained to him and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was performing salah and hence I could not respond to your call. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately told me, does Allah not say in the Quran, istajibu lillahi wa lil rasul idha da'akum, that respond to the call of Allah and his Nabi when you are asked to? So nevertheless, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to me, he said, لَأُعَلِّمَنَّكَ سُورَةٌ هِيَ أَعْظَمُ السُّورُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ قَبْلَ أَن تَخْرُجَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ, that I am going to teach you a surah of the Quran, which is perhaps the greatest surah that has been revealed to the Quran Kareem, before you leave this masjid. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held my hand and he wished to leave, and I said to him, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not say that you are going to teach me the greatest surah that was revealed in the Quran Kareem? He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, it is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That it is the Sab'ul Mathani, the seven often repeated verses, and it is the greatest that has been revealed and given to me. In the next hadith that is mentioned by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, he says, the likeness of Suratul Fatiha, the likeness of Suratul Fatiha, مَا أُنزِلَ فِي التَّوْرَةِ وَلَا فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ وَلَا فِي الزَّبُورِ. The likeness of Suratul Fatiha has never been revealed in the Torah, in the Zabur, and in the Injil. Respected elders and friends, Allah starts off by saying, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. Everything in this world that is praiseworthy is a reflection of the perfection and the beauty of Allah. Everything that is in this world is a reflection of the perfection and the beauty of Allah. Why? Because everything is a product of the creation and the design of Allah. This can be compared to a beautiful painting. The painting, as beautiful as it may be, does not deserve any praise. Rather, the praise will be directed to the artist. We don't praise the painting, but we praise the artist who did the painting. In the same manner, when Allah is praise is due to Allah alone, how can anyone boast of any achievement of excellence? Why? Because Allah is the creator. Alhamdulillah, Allah is praise to Allah. So any achievement or excellence that a person might possess, who is the creator of that achievement? Who is the creator of that excellence? Allah Rabbul Alameen. From this verse, it is very clear that every action and decision of Allah is worthy of praise, even if sometimes we fail to comprehend and recognize the wisdom of his action. This can be understood through a child who needs to undergo a vital operation to save his life. As far as the child is concerned, the doctor is most unkind, he is oppressive, he is going to cut my body, he is going to do this, he is going to do that. Whereas the child's parents not only praise the doctor, but they also pay him for his services. So Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, whether we understand it or we don't understand it. And Alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us to recite these words on multitude of occasions. When wearing our clothes, after eating, after drinking, when commencing a journey, before making wudu, on awakening, etc. When we say Alhamdulillah, we are praising Allah by accepting the fact that He is the one and blessed and all goodness. And every favor that we enjoy is all praise to Allah. Whether it is our iman, our intelligence, our beauty, our wealth, our strength, our dignity, and every other bounty and boon is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Alhamdulillah, we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in difficulty, as Muslims, we do not only praise Allah when things go our way or when conditions are favorable. Rather, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me and you that even in trying times, we should praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thus, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw something that he disliked, he recited Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. This is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah, that whenever the Nabi of Allah seen something that he disliked, what did he read? Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Remember this. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah in every condition. Whether the condition is good, whether the condition is bad. So in every undergoing difficulty, we should not forget to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a doctor who was named Abdul Rahman, who had the fortune of treating the great Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. And together with treating Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he even had the fortune of treating Bishr Hafi rahimahumullah. These were great personalities. Imam Ahmad, we know, is from the four imams of jurisprudence. Bishr Hafi, his life story is an amazing thing also. We do not have the time to go into it. But how his life changed is also an amazing story. But nevertheless, he had the fortune of treating these two great people. So on one occasion, both of them happened to be sick. So the doctor says that whenever I go to Bishr Hafi, I would always ask him, "Are you feeling, oh Bishr?" And when he would reply, he would first praise Allah. He would first praise Allah, and thereafter he would inform me of his condition. Hence he would say, "I praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I find myself in such and such condition." However, when I would go to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, I would ask him, "Oh Imam Ahmad, how are you feeling?" And he would merely reply, "I'm well, I'm not feeling too good," whatever the case is. So one day I remarked to him and I said, "Your brother Bishr is sick. Ask him how is his condition." He commences by praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and thereafter he informs me of his state. However, when he heard this, Imam Ahmad asked him that who did he learn this from? Where did he learn this that he needs to praise Allah first? Of course he was an imam. You need to understand he was an imam. And he said and he did nothing except through proof. Whatever he said, he wanted proof for it. He studied ahadith, he studied fiqh. And then, the story is long, Bishr Hafi rahimahumullah then mentions, "Did you not hear the Nabi of Allah say that under difficult and trying conditions and under favorable conditions, we say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal." All praise be to Allah, the Lord. All praises be to Allah. In the next ayah, Allah says, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The word Rabb, listen to this, friends. The word Rabb refers to the one who raises, sustains, and cares for something, making it progress from stage to stage and taking it from strength to strength and peak and perfection. In the journey of our lives, where do we start off from? We start off as a baby. We cannot do anything for ourselves. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us strength. And strength upon strength until we reach the peak and perfection of our youth and our age. Respected elders and friends, Rabbil Alameen, the word world refers to everything. Alameen is Allah is the Lord of the worlds. So the word Rabb is that which I told you. Alameen refers to the world, whatever has been created in the world, whether it be humans, the world of angels, the world of jinn, the world of animals, the world of plants. It is also possible and not all far-fetched that me and you only understand these worlds. Fuqaha have written, Wafassireen have written, that beneath this earth there are seven other earths. Above this me and you there are seven other skies. Allah is Alameen. Allah is the Lord of all this. If we ponder on our existence as well as on the existence of every other creation, this quality of Allah becomes clear and evident. Then the next Allah says, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Now both these qualities, they stem from the word Rahmah, which means mercy. The word Rahmah refers to a vast encompassing nature of Allah's mercy, whereas the word Rahim refers to His intense, complete and perfect nature. His mercy is so vast, And it is so extending not only to humans, but it also extends to the rest of his creation. Yusuf bin Hussein rahmatullah alayhi relates the following incident, and we'll conclude with this and we'll continue thereafter the following week. Amazing incident he mentions of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, when I read this incident, friends, I said, Ya Allah, what is your mercy? We cannot understand and comprehend it. He says, I was once near a pond. Wadhunnun Misri, when my sight fell on a huge scorpion that was waiting at the edge of the pond. Amazing story this, friends. Listen to it. And comprehend the mercy of Allah. So there was this huge scorpion that was waiting on the edge of the river. Suddenly, a frog emerged from the water. The scorpion then climbed onto the back of the frog, and it swam with the scorpion on its back across to the other side of the pond. As we beheld this amazing and strange spectacle, the Nur said to me and said, something extraordinary seems to be unfolding with the scorpion. Come, let us follow this frog and scorpion, because this is something which you never see in nature. Come, let's follow it and see where this extraordinary spectacle is taking us. We followed the scorpion and saw it make its way to a man who was fast asleep in a drunken stupor. He was knocked out. He had a couple of bottles and he was finished. He didn't know in which way he was. Absolutely drunk. On this man's chest was a snake about to bite him. The scorpion overpowered and attacked it, causing it to die instantly. The scorpion then returned to the pond. It once again climbed onto the back of the frog, after which it swam across the pond, transporting it back to where it came from. After witnessing this amazing spectacle, the Nur shook the man, this drunken man, and said to him, look what Allah has saved you from. A scorpion came and killed the snake which intended to kill you. Then he recited the following couplets and he said, O man, O the one who is mindful, whilst the most powerful is protecting him from every evil that creeps into darkness, realizing what had transpired, the man jumped up and he exclaimed, he said, O my Rabb, and this is for me and for you a consolation. He said, O my Rabb, is this how you treat those who disobey you? Is this how you look after those who disobey you? Then how kind you must be to those who obey you. How kind you must be to those who obey you. My respected elders and friends, my time is up. So remember, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. We're coming into great days and nights, inshallah. Let us think of the surah. Let us ponder about it. Let us make a firm intention, inshallah, to manifest the surah in our lives. We're coming into the days of the 13th, 14th and 15th of Sha'ban, inshallah. Great days. If we have the opportunity and the strength, let us try to make an effort to fast. The 15th night of Sha'ban will be on Tuesday night, inshallah. Great night. Advices will be rendered after the Isha Salah on that night, inshallah. Let us make an effort to avail ourselves, inshallah. And thereafter, see how best we can manifest this great surah in our lives, inshallah. Together with that also, always, every Friday, we make this important announcement for brothers, inshallah, to donate generously to the house of Allah, to the madrasa, to the various activities that take place, inshallah. From now on, we start preparing ourselves for the mercy and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing every good action that we can. And what a great opportunity of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.
الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي امتن على عباده بنبيه المرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتابه المنزل حتى اتسع على أهل الأفكار طريق الاعتبار بما فيه من القصص والأخبار واتضح به سلوك المنهج القويم والصراط المستقيم بما فصل فيه من الأحكام وفرق بين الحلال والحرام ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تذكروا بالقرآن وذكروا به الناس تذكيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتك ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الذي ليس فيه من القرآن كالبيت الخرب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Then show ourselves straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Just try to fill in the gaps. And stand as close as possible.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا، اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء، ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.